notified of troop deployments around the world, including the buildup in Niger, and has responded consistently by funding the Department of Defense and its operations against ISIS and terrorists around the world. At the same time, I also believe we should update the AUMF to reflect the current conflict and reassert Congress's constitutional role. But we cannot risk undermining the legal foundation for this critical fight. We must also be mindful that moving an AUMF without significant bipartisan support could send the wrong message to our allies and our adversaries that we are not united and committed to victory. So far, Congress has been unable to bridge the gap between those who see a new AUMF as primarily an opportunity to limit the president and those who believe constraining the commander-in-chief in wartime is unwise. And unfortunately, the inability to reconcile this
Chairman Corker, Ranking Member Cardin, distinguished members, I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you today. I know the Senate's desire to understand the United States' legal basis for military action is grounded in your constitutional role related to foreign policy and national security matters. The 2001 AUMF remains a cornerstone for ongoing U.S. military operations and continues to provide legal authority relied upon to defeat this threat. However, should Congress decide to write new AUMF legislation, I submit to you several recommendations that the administration would consider necessary to a new AUMF. First, a new AUMF authorities must be in place prior to or simultaneous with the repeal of old ones. Failure to do so could cause operational paralysis and confusion in our military operations. Diplomatically speaking, it could cause our allies in the global coalition to question our commitment to defeating ISIS. And potential repeal of the 2001 AUMF without an immediate and appropriate replacement could raise questions about the domestic legal basis for the United States' full range of military activities against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and associated forces, including against ISIS, as well as our detention operations at Guantanamo Bay. Second, any new authorization should not be time constrained. Legislation which would arbitrarily terminate the authorization to use force would be inconsistent with a conditions-based approach and could unintentionally embolden our enemies with the goal of outlasting us. Any oversight mechanism in a new AUMF also would have to allow the United States the freedom to quickly move against our enemies without being constrained by a feedback loop. Third, a new AUMF must not be geographically restricted. As is the case under the current AUMF, the administration would need to retain the statutory authority to use military force against an enemy that does not respect or limit itself based on geographic boundaries. As ISIS's fraudulent caliphate in Iraq and Syria has crumbled, it has tried to gain footholds in new locations. As was discussed with the Senate during a closed Defeat ISIS briefing in July, the United States has a limited military presence in the Lake Chad Basin to support partners, including France, in their counterterrorism operations in the region. This information has also been conveyed to you in multiple periodic reports submitted to Congress consistent with the War Power Resolution. The collapse of ISIS's so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria means it will attempt to burrow into new countries and find new safe havens. Our legal authorities for heading off a transnational threat like ISIS cannot be constrained by geographic boundaries. Otherwise, ISIS may reestablish itself and gain strength in vulnerable spaces. The United States must retain the proper legal authorities to ensure that nothing restricts or delays our ability to respond effectively and rapidly to terrorist threats to the United States. Secretary Mattis and I, along with the rest of the administration, are completely aligned on this issue. We fully recognize the need for transparency with you as we respond to what will be a dynamic regional and global issue. We will continue to regularly update Congress and to make sure you and the American people understand our foreign policy goals, military operations, and national security objectives. I thank the committee for supporting our efforts and look forward to your questions.